For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Bradley Fuller. It's a common plot for an opera. An endangered female character awaits rescue from the male lead. But Ludwig von Beethoven wasn't generally one to settle for common. In Fidelio, the only opera the German composer ever wrote, it is the female protagonist, Leonora, who saves the day. Disguising herself as a male guard and taking on the name Fidelio, Leonora rescues her imprisoned husband from the brink of death. Fidelio's remarkable plot, its challenging but uplifting music, and its themes of bravery, self-sacrifice, and the struggle for liberty have ensured its resonance with audiences even more than two centuries after its premiere in 1814. This year, Fidelio is coming to Greenville as part of Glow Lyric Theater's 8th festival season. I had the chance to speak with Glow's executive director, Christian Elser, about the theater's unique staging of the work, the particular challenges of putting it on, and how the opera fits into the season's theme of Demand the Right to Dream. Here are a few highlights from our conversation. Christian, great to have you once again.
I'm thrilled to be here. I love coming on the show.
Glow Lyric Theater is about to enter its 8th summer festival season. Is that right?
That's eight festival seasons. We say our 9th year of incorporation, but it's definitely the 8th season.
And what all is in store for this year?
It's a cool season, if I don't dare say so myself. Starting off, we have the hysterically funny HMS Pinafore, Gilbert and Sullivan's operetta, perhaps the most popular operetta of Gilbert and Sullivan. Debatable that Pirates of Penzance and Mikado, which we have done. So it was time to do HMS Pinafore. We are also doing the Tony Award-winning musical In the Heights by Lin-Manuel Miranda of Hamilton fame.
I was about to say, yeah.
Yeah, which is in its multi-Tony Award-winning, was popular, but totally eclipsed by Hamilton when that came out. But it's a fabulous show. And then my personal baby this season, Beethoven's Fidelio. His only opera. It is an epic piece that you just don't get to hear that often. And so we're thrilled to do it.
Right. When you mention Beethoven, you think about symphonies, string quartets, right, piano sonatas, but this opera seems to get overlooked a little bit.
It does. You know, people know the Leonore overtures because he wrote four of them for the opera. And of course, only one of them really stuck. The other overtures, which people know as kind of concert pieces, were actually deemed almost too good. Isn't that crazy? I mean, you listen to these overtures and they are just, you know, blockbuster pieces that are just fantastic, and they almost overshadow the first couple scenes of the opera. So he had to tone it down, actually, for the actual opera overture, which is the fourth one he wrote. But they're fabulous. So people sometimes know the Leonore overtures. Like, you know, you go to a symphony concert and you hear it, not realizing those were actually meant for his opera, Fidelio, in 1803. And it's a tremendous work of art. It's, you know, it's earlier Beethoven. It's not late Beethoven. So it's kind of semi-classical in its sound, although there are some very progressive features of it that you can kind of see the later Beethoven into the kind of the romantic movement. But it requires, you know, some tremendous voices, which we have, and tells a really cool story with a female protagonist.
So it's I've done a little reading on it before. Yeah. It's a sort of rescue opera, a reversal of the damsel in distress.
It's exactly it, and that's why me and my wife, who co-founded the company with me, who's Jenna Tamasia, who's also the artistic director and stage director, that's why she jumped on it as well. I didn't have to convince her that much. You know, I wanted to do it as much for musical reasons, and then she read the plot. And she's like, wait a second, this is a female heroine in a rescue opera. She is not a damsel in distress. She does not require the tenor to come save her. Rather, she saves the tenor and has agency. And for an opera that's over 200 years old, I mean, it's just something else. It's just something else. So it's very progressive, kind of, honestly, in that way.
This is Beethoven maybe getting some of his social ideals into his works. I mean, because around 1802, we say the heroic Beethoven starts.
It is exactly it. It's that idea of the hero overcoming great obstacles, that kind of enlightenment idea of you know, free will and every person having their, you know, their own self-determination. And the fact that then he made this woman the protagonist is really quite something.
Does this opera get performed much? I mean, it's been a while since I've
You know, the Met did it 10, 12 years ago, I think, with Ben Heppner. That's the recording that's out there. It normally, you know, you need very specific kinds of voices. And a lot of times we think of the voices needed for Fidelio as almost being Wagnerian. It's kind of a very early, you can see where Wagner got a lot of his ideas from. You need a dramatic tenor. You need a dramatic soprano. And I probably interviewed, auditioned 15, 20 tenors, some of which, you know, the friends of mine who are, you know, big time opera singers, sung at the Met, called me back and said, "Christian, I love you. There is no way I'm singing Florestan. That is too hard. It is too high. It is too big. I'm going to die." And I would go, fair enough. It's good to know your limitations. It's a very difficult role to sing, and there's a very small percentage of tenors that can even do it. And we're lucky to have one. And in Colin Markey, he's fantastic. He's from Philadelphia. We're thrilled to have him. And the Leonora is no joke either. That is a big sing. The Leonora, also known as Fidelio, she goes in disguise as a man to enter this prison and save her husband. And she sings that whole opera, and it's a lot, and it's big.
Each season at The Glow, you have a number of sung stage works, which really cover all the different genres, operetta, opera, and musical. Are there themes you see in this Beethoven work which link it to In the Heights, we mentioned by Lin-Manuel Miranda, or the HMS Pinafore?
Yeah, that's a great question, because, you know, every season we think of an overarching theme that we maybe can tie shows into. And this year we were calling it Demand the Right to Dream. Certainly it's a loaded term, especially this past year. When we chose the season in the late fall, the controversy over the DACA folks was going on, the dreamers, as they're called, people that have a dream to fulfill their destiny, to be Americans, to find their own community, to find their place in the world. And we thought, well, that's an interesting, you know, that's an interesting thought. And certainly In the Heights, which is an entirely Hispanic cast virtually, takes place in Washington Heights in Manhattan, which is a mixed Latino-Latina area, about people who are newly immigrants or first generation finding their way, certainly directly speaks to a lot of that. And then we thought, well, Fidelio is very interesting. You know, the dream to live free, to overcome adversity. We've actually set Fidelio in 1945 in Germany, kind of a dystopian era, let's to say the least, the end of the war, in a prison, in a Nazi prison. So, you know, the dream to live free, to speak your truth. Well, how does that tie into the Gilbert and Sullivan? Well, it does. I think Gilbert and Sullivan is all a great jab at the social class structure and economic structure. And, you know, the idea that people aren't free to love one another, that aren't free to cross social boundaries, is what Pinafore is all about. That's the entire point of it. In a comic way, but it's still Demand the Right to Dream. Demand the right to live your life the way that, you know, you see fit, not the way someone else tries to tell you or says you can or can't live it. So very three different examples of that, but with kind of within that theme.
And not only some of those themes linking these works, but some of the cast members are double dipping between them.
Yeah. And I mean, I think there might be a couple that are triple dipping. That's rough. I know. Generally, the cast of the opera and operetta cross over pretty easily. I would say the majority of those two casts, you know, there are Don Pizarro is the Captain Corcoran. Believe it or not, and for those that know opera, they're going to go, what? Our Florestan is our Rafe Rackstraw in HMS Pinafore. A little bigger voice than maybe you're used to, but he does it brilliantly. He's a very talented guy. There are some of the folks in the Heights. Believe it or not, two of the characters, our Camilla and our Kevin, although they're doing roles in the musical theater, are actually professional opera singers. They're just what we call crossover. So our Kevin in The Heights is actually singing our Don Fernando in Fidelio. And he's just a tremendously talented guy, Jeremy Gusson, and he's finishing up his doctorate in voice at Indiana University. And he's just one of those freaks that can kind of do both styles. And a lot of times some of the leads in The Heights, the musical, end up being kind of the chorus or the ensemble in the other shows because we're a vocal arts company. Everyone that we hire, musical theater or not, are outstanding singers. So, it works quite well. They're a little tired. But, that's the fun of summer rep theater, isn't it?
Well, Christian, all the best in keeping that energy high until the season gets underway to you and your cast members. And thanks for sharing today.
Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Part of a conversation I had with Christian Elser, co-founder and executive director of Glow Lyric Theater in Greenville. Glow's eighth festival season, entitled Demand the Right to Dream, runs from July 20th to August 5th and features performances of Beethoven's opera Fidelio, Gilbert and Sullivan's operetta HMS Pinafore, and Lin-Manuel Miranda's musical In the Heights. All performances will be held at Greenville's Warehouse Theater. More information at glowlyric.com. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Bradley Fuller.